and DJ Blue. Damn, DJ Blue.
Hold on. Where are you going with this?
What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of PTSD. I'm your boy Lope. And of course, I got my brother from another with me.
Yizzo, what's poppin'?
It's your boy Bad Back in the Flesh.
What?
Like I never left.
What's that? What's
I mean? Said, Yizzo, what's poppin'? It's your boy Brett. Back in the Yeah, whatever. I don't know. Yeah, whatever. Don't try to paint the picture of what people say you do.
I'm the mumble humbler, alright? I embrace my shit.
The mumble humbler. The mumble hustler.
I'm the humble mumbler.
Tongue twister.
I'm the humble mumbler. Nah, how you doing though, man? How you doing this week?
Man, it's been cool, you know. Trying to get like that. The bikes and shit.
Bikes.
Trying to get a bike.
I mean, I said that, like, we just wasn't here to record an episode the other day. But a lot has kind of, like, went through, like, gone on in, like, a few days.
Has it?
Kind of. Well, not really, but kind of. Same old drama. I got rid of Instagram.
That's not nothing, though.
Deactivate. Well, I deactivated this time.
You do that shit so
it,
much.
But, nah, this time it was needed, though, like, because just the drama that's been going on social media, like, I kind of was just, like, done. You're like, a lot of the drama is just with my kid's mom, and I'm at a point now, bro, like, I'm tired. I'm, like, really, really tired, and I hate that everything is, like, social media-based, so this is kind of me basically saying I'm done with this shit, like, you feel me? Like, I don't want it no more. Not if we gonna be beefing, you feel me? Like, I ain't doing this shit if we gonna be beefing, like, publicly and shit like that. I ain't doing it no more, and, you know, I said something, and I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't really feel bad for saying what I said. Because you just get to a point where you just get tired of this shit. And a lot of people try to make it into, like, me body shaming or fat shaming. And it wasn't really nothing. It wasn't really about that. You feel me? Because, like, I don't care what anybody says. I always defended her body and things like that. I love her body. You feel me? But at the same time, it was just more like you talk too fucking much. Like, real shit.
Straight out to the point,
nah,
I guess.
Nah, dead ass.
To the point.
Like, you just talk too much.
Talk too fucking
your mouth
much.
Run, you just run, you run your mouth too much. Like, your mouth run more than your legs. You feel me? And that's all I was saying. So, anybody that was trying to say I was fat shaming, nah, kiss my ass. I wasn't. But at the same time, we can't overlook the fact that these people have thrown numerous shots at me time after time after time. And it says some disrespectful things. The thing is, though, is these people are saying things to try to hurt me. I'm saying things that will hurt you. You feel me? Like, it's a difference. And that's why I choose to try to say.
Hey, yo. He said you trying to say things that, what?
That you
want to say things that try to hurt me. Nah.
I'm
going to say things that, like, I know will hurt you. You feel what I'm saying?
Like, and that's what I mean. Everybody want to play until I want to play. Because when I play, and that's why I try to chill, because I know where I'm going to take shit. And I'm not, you feel me? So.
Petty, Betty.
Nah, it's not even about being petty. It's just like you can't keep throwing a shot, and when somebody throwing back at you, you can't take it.
Nah, you feel me? Don't
dish
play
it.
Victim.
Yeah, don't dish it up. You can't take it. You feel me? And don't try to play, you know, the card that you playing and shit like that. But it just was to a point to me that I just, it hurt, bro. You feel me? Like, this shit that's going on through, so it hurts me. You feel me? It really hurt because I'ma always had love for this person, and it hurt for me. It hurt me to even be fighting with this person. You feel me? Like, this already a tough situation as it is. Like, let's just try to get through this shit as, you know, calm, as peaceful as possible at this point. You feel me? Shit, like, you ain't hurting my nigga. Like, you feel me? If you ain't hurting by arguing with a nigga that you care for and shit, bro, then you don't really give a fuck. You feel me? Like, that's how I feel at this point. Because it's really getting to a point where this shit really hurt. So I'd rather lay my sword down and be done with Instagram at this point, because I don't want to see anything. I don't want anything to trigger me, anger me, anything like that. I don't want to engage in the shit. So,
but what's gonna be the difference?
Oh, these
what's
going
what's gonna be the difference from you taking this break and then coming back on Instagram as being
the
same bullshit?
It's,
what's gonna be different for you?
Nah, I'm my goal was to go until November without social media, well, without Instagram, because I really want to lock in. You know, like, I really want to tap into a whole new level. You ever just know deep down inside you sitting on so much more potential than what you really giving out?
Yeah.
And
of course.
And it's just really one of those things where Instagram has always been like a challenge for me, and I always tell y'all that. And now it's really about, you feel me? It was one thing just to be like, I don't want to do it, I want to do it, this, that, and that. And then it really goes to, like, I really, when I say I don't care about the fans shit, like, or the attention shit, like, this really going to say, like, I don't care at this point. Like, I really don't give a shit about this shit no more. You feel me?
But I'm saying, after you get to the point where you've hit your milestone of, all right, I'm not on Instagram until December.
It'd be like
year,
my restart when I get
what's
back.
What's going to happen when you come back? Because it's going to be the same bullshit, it the is. Same drama.
You definitely
what's
going to
happen? What's going to be different with you?
That's
like,
why
are you going to not want to do a break again? Are you going to do a break again?
Nah,
like,
my,
how
my
is this break
now
helping
is
you?
This time, I'm trying to make this the final break. Like, on some real, I'm trying to mentally get myself, you feel me? Like, these next 3 months are literally locking, like, protocol. This is, you feel me, like, trying to get right. I'm really focusing on my health, meaning health, mental, you know, physical health, things like that. That's like, this is the main goal, shit like that.
So you feel like all that, once you come back to Instagram, none of the drama, none of that shit gonna bother you? Or you just, like, that's what I'm trying to get to. Like, you basically saying, like, being as though all the bullshit, all the drama that's going on is kind of, like, fucking with your mental, what I can understand, because it's a lot. And as a result, you want to take a break from Instagram, from saying all the shit, get yourself right mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually,
I'm
and
too
all that.
Engaged with it right
and
now.
And then,
once
you come back,
I gotta
it's going to be the same
back.
Shit.
Nah, but I feel like this break is me taking a step back. I'm too engaged in it right now. You feel me? Even if I'm trying to be positive with it, I'm too engaged in it. So I need this break as a restart, saying this is it. And I want to hold myself accountable now coming forward. Like, you can't come... leave Instagram, come back, and still be on the same bullshit. You feel me? You're going to get caught out. It's like, what's the point of doing all that if you're just going to come back and be on that shit? And
that's,
I know I'm going to get...
That's the shit I'm saying.
I know I'm going to get dragged in it, but that's why I'm trying to do this work now, because it's like, now I really want to look over this shit. You feel me? Like,
so
I
that's what I'm getting to. Like, all right, once you come back, the bullshit's still going to be there. So it's not like you can never...
You can't escape
that. But I'm saying, once you come back, are you going to feel like, all right, now I'm at this point where... the bullshit gonna come, but it's not gonna faze me no more. It's not gonna bother me. Like, it's just gonna be like, that's like nothing that I really see. Even though I see it, I don't see it, in a sense. That's what you're trying to do? Like, yeah. Complete, get to the point where your mental is so strong, like, I don't care about that shit.
I feel like my mental is weak. In certain aspects, my mental is weak. And I need to strengthen it, you feel me? And sometimes you just gotta take a step back. You gotta make choices that's better for you, even though other people may not necessarily agree. Bro, I already seen it. I guarantee, like, I haven't been on Instagram and shit like that, so I don't know, but I bet me deactivating my page made some type of news. And that's what I mean, and people gonna have shit to say about it. They probably gonna say, oh, he trying to... Nah, bro, I really, like, my relationship with my kid, my child, my children's mother is more important at this point to me than y'all say and shit like that. You feel me? Like, y'all's opinion. You know what I mean? I don't want to get back. It's not about getting back with this person. It's more like, these is my children. You feel me? Like that. And they affect it more than anybody. And when I walk away, and when we argue and shit like that, and we arguing, we not getting along, nigga, that shit hurt me. You feel me? And that's when it come down to shit, when you really sit back. It's like, this shit really hurt. I'm man enough to admit, that shit be hurting me.
I can understand that, but on the same token, it's not only you. It's not only on you. So by you doing all this, if the other person is not on the same playing field or in an equal mindset, that shit's not going to matter. Because they still can do it. All the bullshit that they want to do, it's still going to affect you, but it's not going to affect you in the sense of right now.
That's what I mean. But what they do, it shouldn't impact me to where I, you know, I'm compromising my morals or what I believe in this shit. You feel me?
Right.
And that's what I mean. I'm not strong enough right now to be able to just ignore this shit. Even though I might ignore 4 or 5 more jabs that you throw at me. You throw that fifth jab, now I'm like, all right, you hit me a little too hard now.
That's everybody. Like, eventually, some people respond at the first one. Some people respond at
that
the third.
That was me at first. Bro, if you look at my, no, I on some real shit, people can really look at my growth through Instagram, bro, because I be on live, and you can see my first, when you came at me, if you threw a jab, bro, I was on your ass, you feel me? I'm on your ass addressing shit. I'm telling this, man, I'm being on some petty shit. Now I'm like, I'm letting shit slide. Just watch my progression, bro. That shit slowly changed.
Like. But I feel like a lot of people will get to that point, like, all right, you threw too many jabs. Like, the first couple is cool, but you going too deep now. Now it's starting to get annoying. Like, I feel like everybody would get to that point, like, all right, you're doing too much, like. You want that attention so bad, all right, I'm about to give you the attention that you probably didn't think you was going to get.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but
you
that's
want
what
the
I'm
attention
saying.
Here, I'm giving. Nah.
But even I feel like even if you get to that level playing field as far as your mental being so strong, it's going to be somebody that just gets under your skin so bad because they keep doing it. It's like, all right, them first couple times, I didn't phase it because it's like, all right, I'm trying to be strong. But you're doing too fucking much now. Like, you got to chill out. And now I'm going to make you chill out because I'm going to come off the top. I'm gonna come with some shit that I know you're not gonna like.
And it's not. And sometimes, and I know a lot of people can relate. In a sense, you don't even want to be that person.
You don't. But sometimes you don't want to be that person. But I feel like sometimes people take kindness for weakness. Yeah. Sometimes people take not saying nothing as, oh, he saw her or she saw her. She not going to do nothing. He's not going to do nothing. But now it's like, I'm trying to keep my composure for me. Like,
it's like I said, I'm trying to make sure calm because I know I'm going to take this
shit. I'm not saying nothing because I know how far I can go and I don't want to get there. Exactly. I don't want to do this or do that because you're doing too much and the attention that you think you're going to get, you ain't going to get. You're going to get something 10 times worse. So I'm telling you, you might want to chill, or I'm you feel me? I know how this shit go.
Thank you.
As far as in like that type of shit. So that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I'm asking you. All right. Once you feel like you get yourself to the point where you've reached your milestone as far as where you're trying to be in the next couple months, what's going to happen when you come back and the same bullshit is still there? What's going to happen? Are you going to like just be on some real strong mental shit? Like, I don't really care. Like, I don't care what you say, what you do, or what you try to do or try to say. None of that shit's going to faze me. Or is you going to get to that breaking point, like, eventually, all right, yo, you're doing too much. Like, now you're getting to the point where now you're messing
If I do these 3 months that I plan, then hell yeah, I can come back. Because at this point, I have no Instagram. So I can't, they can literally say whatever you want to say about me, and I can't defend myself. I would literally have to re-download Instagram, bring my page back, and then go, and then, you feel me, and that's doing too much. So by me just sitting here, you know, 3 months is a long time. That's a lot of shit that can happen. That's what I'm saying. So if I can do these 3 months, then I'm very confident I can allow anything at that point.
Yeah. Man, hey, man.
I'll come back and watch. I'm going to bust y'all in here when I come back. I'm coming out. Bam, bam, like.
That's what you feel like you need to do. Hey. Shit, do it.
Nah, I'm trying to.
I just want to know what was going to happen when you came back. And the same bullshit that you're saying you're trying to get away from is still there.
Yeah, of course. I'm not trying to run from anything. I'm trying to get my shit. I'm finally trying to get my shit together. Like, really take, like, some real action and really, you know, take accountability for the shit that I'm, you know, dealing with. And that's one of those things that, like, when you ever just sit back and look back and then really be like, this really is my fault. You feel me? Like, or this, you know, I play a part in this shit,
yeah.
You know?
You take accountability for shit. Yeah.
Like, and you just, and it really, like, looking in the mirror type shit. I'm telling you, looking in the mirror is hard as shit, to be honest.
But that, once again, that goes back to what I said before. It's not hard once. It's not hard looking in the mirror once you realize what the hell you looking at. Once you realize, when you look in that mirror, you see yourself and you looking at your inner self. And you, once you realize who you really are and what you really ain't, looking in that mirror ain't going to be hard because you're not looking for nothing that you know ain't in there. Mm. You looking directly in yourself and knowing what the hell was up. All right, I'm with this. I'm not with this. All right, so it ain't going to be hard no more. But I feel like it's only hard when you don't know what you're looking for. You're looking for shit that you feel as though it's you or feel as though it's there, but really ain't there.
You know what's crazy, though? Like, so I was thinking about this, and we was talking about it a little bit. Like, this whole situation with the drama and everything, it really got to a point where it's like, we got to watch what we say, or you got to watch what you put. You got to be very careful with what you say to a person nowadays. And it's like, damn, bro, really to that, like,
you can't even talk regular.
Like, yeah, like, you feel me? Something so simple as, like, you know, what we was talking about. Yeah. Like, and you even was like, yo, you really said that? Like,
yeah.
And that's how crazy things are to be like, damn, you really got to be careful about what you say.
I'm like, hold up. I know you ain't just say that. Please tell me you said something else other than that. Because I already know if that is all that you said, right. I already know.
I was over there like five and a half, 10 minutes, like just really just contemplating, like, damn, how should I word this? Because I can't word that like that. Like, and that, I'm like, damn, that's sad. It got to that point because it's like, it's to a point where, like, you really can't trust a person. You never know, like, it's not even a simple text message anymore. Like, damn, bro, like, I really got to watch that. That's what?
Yeah, that should get real. That should definitely get real, but it's weird. Like, it's like I went from talking how I normally talk and
I gotta alter
what I say or how I say it so it don't come off a certain way. But if I had said it regularly, normally, if you feel me, how I used to say it, you'd have never took it. I don't know.
Crazy. So let me talk about I'm gonna ask this. Like a recovery after a breakup, right? Because I feel like a lot of my issues are due to like breakups. It's like a fight after the breakup. Like, breakups get ugly. I get it sometimes. Sometimes they're peaceful. But, like, the recovery process, I think people overlook that recovery process after a relationship and how, like, important it is. Because, like, let's be honest, bro. Love hurts. It hurts. Sometimes love ain't no joke. Like, that shit ain't no joke. That's that one thing.
It's supposed to. It's supposed to hurt.
Do you think a nigga wilding out means he loves, like, he loves that girl?
Depends on what he's doing. He can just be wilding out, or she can be wilding out because they just crazy and retarded.
No, just like wild.
But I'm just saying, like, it depends. Like, a person can be wilding out because they just damn right crazy. But a person can be wilding out because you made them like that. They can be going out crazy because you. They might
really make you crazy, or
yes, you can make somebody crazy. You can make somebody.
Not being able to control your emotions, though.
It's both. It's one, allowing somebody else to basically manipulate them and allow have them change their behavior and certain things, and it's also the other person being a manipulator and basically playing on what the person are not strong, what the person is not strong with. Like, you can, I feel like, bro, you definitely can make somebody crazy. Like, one, you can mess with somebody, a person can start messing with another person and be completely different from the way they end off. Like, they might be worse, they might be meaner, they might be happier, they might smile more. You can definitely change a person. It could be for the good or the bad. Okay. You can do so much to a person that they just be bitter, they just be petty. They might not trust people. They might not know how to react with certain situations. Like, for instance, a female might deal with so many men that's like, a female might deal with a man or deal with men, so many men that when she gets a good guy that doesn't treat her like nothing, none of the other things that the other dudes treat her like, if she was to mess with the good person, they wouldn't kind of know how to respond. Like,
yeah, used to it.
They not used to it. They used to people doing such.
I'm not gonna lie, like, that's what I said. I met somebody that treated me nice and it like threw me off, so I kind of pushed them away. I know that.
You don't like it because you don't know if they're genuine. You don't know if they're being real. You don't know what their motives is. You like, hold up. Like, I kind of had this before and the person kind of fucked me over. Hold up. So you kind of on guard. But that kind of messes you up in the long run, too. I've been through that.
My shit, I even, like I said, it comes to taking accountability because it's like, my shit happened in a result. Like, yeah, I can't control what another person do, but like, some of my actions led to a motherfucking doing certain shit. You feel me? So, you know, I had to be honest with myself and say, yeah, I got to take accountability for myself.
Yeah, so that's where I feel like that can change a person. You might be doing so much shit that they might have not never experienced. And then when you do it, that might be a trigger for them, from another person. Because it's like, hold up, somebody did this to me before and this is what happened afterwards. Nah, I'm not dealing with that. No, let me step back. Matter of fact, let me push you away a little bit because you're getting too close. Matter of fact, hold on, let me block you right now because I don't even want you reaching out because you're really doing too much, but you're really not. You're doing everything I want you to do, but you kind of reminded me of somebody else, but at the same time, I don't want to think about them, but I want to go with you. But nah, you feel me? So I definitely feel like that whole situation, like I said, it can go from the good or the bad. Like, it just depends on the situation or how that relationship is.
But how long did it take you to recover after your breakup?
It depends on, first of all, the breakup. First of all, how connected y'all was in the relationship. Like, that all comes to play. Like, if you're dealing with somebody and you only probably with them 6 months, depending on, you can fall in love in 6 months. Now, is it, I can't tell you if it's strong or not because I'm not going through it.
How fast can you fall in love with somebody?
You can fall in love with somebody quick. It can be, bro, you can fall in love with somebody quick. Now, you might just be in love with their outside so much. You can be in love with their inside so much, like, damn, I never met a person that thinks or, like, fuck everything outside. Mm-hmm. Your inside and how your soul is, like, I never met a person like that. I'm in love with that. Mm-hmm. That can happen quick. But what I was saying, like, all right, somebody can fall in love, somebody can be with somebody for 6 months. Now, y'all might break up. It might not take you that long to recover because technically y'all only spend 6 months together. Yeah. It might only take you 3 months, maybe, depending on the person.
On 6 months, they say y'all was with each other all the time.
It still might not take that long. It just depends on that situation. But, I think it depends on any situation, any relationship at the end of the day. Because somebody might get over the relationship quick, which I feel like if you're really in love and you've really dealt with somebody for years and y'all really in love, if somebody get over that shit to the point, like, you don't feel nothing no more in a couple months. That shit was fake. It's no way you're getting over a relationship or getting over somebody you was deeply in love with and y'all been with each other for years. And you getting over that in a couple months. Mm-hmm. Either that shit was never real, you ain't really let them, or you lying like shit. I'm going to just put it all the way out there. Like,
yeah. I ain't going to lie. I did that before. I used to do that.
What?
I would lie to myself.
Exactly. You're lying.
Nah, that's a, I ain't going
to
lie.
Still, you still I love them. You still that, got feelings, I would but you're trying to lie to yourself like so you can make yourself
so
not.
So much pain off of just lying to myself, acting like I really wasn't caring or I really didn't care about, you know, not talking to them or not being with them and shit like that. That shit had in there, I'd be sitting there stressed out like, damn, bro.
Exactly.
Exactly. Like, this shit fucked up,
bro. Bro, when I tell you, you do more damage lying to yourself instead of just keeping it real.
You be in the outside world like, I'm good, my nigga. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Bro, like, you got to deal with that, man. I'm dealing with shit, man. Like, if I feel a way, I'm dealing with whatever way I feel, and then I'm moving past it, like.
All right, then. That's exactly why I'm taking my Instagram break. Like,
I'm feeling however way I feel it. I'm letting my body. I'm letting my mom. I'm letting all that adjust to how I feel. Mm-hmm. And then, once at a certain point, I'm stop thinking about it. I'm stop worrying about it. It's gonna become nothing. So it's like, I might think about it. Be like, damn, I ain't thought about this in a minute. That shit don't even matter no more. All right, cool.
What do you think is some of the best advice you ever got?
Some of the best advice I got. I want to say believe in myself. It's probably other shit, but that's
just one thing.
That's yourself. The first thing that came to my mind when she asked me that question was like, believe in yourself.
Mine is do the right thing until doing the wrong thing is the right thing. I was told that one time.
Do the right thing until the wrong thing is the right thing.
I think that's how it goes, but yeah. And I was like, what?
I thought you was about to say, always do the right thing until the right thing becomes the wrong thing.
Huh? No.
Always do the right thing until the right thing that you're doing becomes the wrong thing, and then you got to stop.
No.
That's what I thought you was going to say.
Nah, it was do the right thing until doing the wrong thing is the right thing. Certain situations.
I don't know. I feel like it would be the other way, the way I said. Because, like, if you're doing the right thing and then the right thing that you're doing becomes wrong, why would you still be doing it? Because you're supposed to be doing the right thing. You feel me? So once that right thing that you're doing becomes wrong, you'll stop doing that and go find out another right thing. It's a little confusing because we keep saying right thing.
Nah,
but
I know what you're saying, but you was throwing me off.
How?
All right. What's some of the worst advice you ever got?
Some of the worst advice. I don't know. Go ahead.
I don't know. Some of the worst advice I ever got.
Yeah, what's something?
Trust me.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of the worst advice, bro. It'll be all right. I won't say that's the worst advice, but it's like certain situations, you can't just keep saying it's going to be all right.
Yeah, why not? It'll be all right.
What?
Why not?
In some situations, it's not going to be all right. Like if somebody died and I'm upset and that's somebody close to me, you can't tell me it's going to be all right. It's not. They're dead.
But it is.
How is it going to be all right? That person is no longer here. I'm crying or I'm upset because my folks just died.
Eventually,
don't tell me it's going to be all right. I don't want to hear that. Say something else.
Eventually, you're going to start crying.
I understand that. Eventually, at this point, been so many people that die, I don't even cry no more.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
I feel something, but I don't cry. But at the same time,
sometimes I drop a tear too.
Man, at this point, sometimes I don't even drop tears. Like I can't, my body just don't do it. Like even when I was stressed and depressed.
It depends on the person.
Even when I was stressed and depressed, and I wanted to cry with the shit that I was going through,
there.
I couldn't even do that.
I've been there.
But certain
times, like when we lose certain people. Certain people, you know, brought tears to my eyes. We lost a few people.
Yeah.
You feel me? But a few people brought tears to my eyes.
But yeah, I don't know. It's not, in that situation, don't say it's hard. It's going to be all right. I know what you're trying to say is like, all right, eventually you're not going to feel what you're feeling. But at the end of the day, I don't want to hear that right now.
Yeah.
Like, let me go through what I'm going through. Like, my folks just died or whatever have you. Like, oh, it's going to be all right. You'll be all right. I know that, obviously. Soon. I know that. Say something else. Say anything.
Anything.
Anything else.
Or don't say anything at all.
It'll say anything else.
I'd rather a hug than you say.
Yeah,
anything.
Give me a hug. Give you feel me? Hug, like,
thanks. Thanks. All right, so let me switch something real quick.
That's like something you say when a kid falls and they scratch themselves. Like, right. Yeah, you're going to be all right, you feel me? That's It's going to be cool. It's going to heal up.
Let me switch the topic real quick. I'm going to switch it. I'm going to go to a topic everybody like. I want to go to sex real quick, right? I want to talk about something. Right. Do you like head?
Yes.
Right. Do you,
I'm sounding like my son right now. Yes.
Do you,
yes.
Do you like to give head? It ain't no yes, huh? It ain't no son's yes, huh?
Now?
It ain't no Mozzie, huh?
Now? Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Now this is a yes.
Yes. Now, at this age, now, yeah. If you'd asked me when we was younger, hell no. I probably wasn't even doing it. Young bullshit, I'm going to tell you straight up.
Yeah, I wasn't doing it.
You can hit? No, I don't.
No. I wasn't.
I'm not. I don't do it.
But I wanted it.
Oh, yeah, I wanted it. I want it, shit. But I want it, even but after I get it, like y'all, they might used to think like they about to get something about you don't give head, do you? No, I don't. I knew you don't even look like the type. Hey, long as you know, long as that you know that. But now, yeah. But it depends on the female, of course.
Yeah.
Like I ain't out here so doing it with like everybody.
If
a female gets that, you feel me? Yeah.
So if I'm giving a girl head, right, I ain't gonna lie, like. Her legs, like, if her legs are shaking, and like, I like when they try to push me off. I like when they try. I ain't gonna lie.
Wait, hold up. Hold up. Just come up. Nah, chill out. Chill out. You ain't in control of this. Just like, go back down. Lay back down. You doing too much.
Motherfucking strong ass legs.
Or now they get to shake it, get to clench you, like, wrap me in your face. Wrap me in your neck. Like, hold up. Yo, you trying to. Come on, yo.
But I ain't going to lie. I hate when a girl give me head and she make me nut, bro. And she keep going. I'm like, oh, stop.
But I don't know. For me, I ain't shit. It's rare that I'm going nut off it.
Shit. If a girl.
I'm telling you, shit. If you
go long enough.
That's what I'm saying. If you going to make me nut off head, shit, you going to be. Gunning me for a minute.
I got some good head, bro.
You're still gonna be gunning me for a minute.
Yeah, but I got some good head. I got some while driving and shit like that. Shit, me like,
skirt.
Oh shit. Like,
what?
You know what I mean? So, but nah, your head. So you ain't never nut off it.
Nah, I ain't saying I never did it. Yeah, of course. But I'm saying it's gonna be a while.
you ever, like that shit,
I don't know what it is. Like that shit feel good and all. Like it feel excellent. But I just it with that like
yo, you know something. Like,
that takes right. me that's gonna take me a minute.
Alright, so like pulling alright, so pull out like
ah, that feel good, crack my neck.
Obviously we got kids, so we ain't pull out. But you ever like what can you explain something? Is it only me? Like if I don't pull out, I'm knocked out like a baby afterwards for some reason. But, like, if I'm, like, just regular, just, you know, pull out, I'm good. I can go again. For some reason, when I bust inside, like, when you bust inside, you just knocked out. Is that just me?
Yeah, it might be you.
What?
Shit, if I'm lit, if we are.
No, fuck being lit.
I'm saying,
like,
regular,
just regular.
Like, all right, if we sober, shit.
If I do not, because I'm like a motherfucking animal, motherfucker, when I'm drunk. Like, if I'm drunk or lit, any of that, boy, I'm going for a minute. And then when I do bust, it's over. Game over. I'm gone for the night.
Yeah, that might just be you, because either way, like I was about to say, if it's good, either way, like, if it's late, like, if it's late at night and, like, I'm already, like, on some tire shit and we just do that first, like, most likely after we done, I'm going to sleep, whether I nut in you or nut, like, you feel me? Out and I'm not just nah, first
for some reason when I'm not inside it's like I'm done. I'm
tapped out. I don't know. Just
take the fucking soul out of me, like done. That's like when getting hit, bro. When a girl keep going, it's like taking the soul out of me. I'll be like,
hold on,
oh,
stop.
Be,
oh, oh, wait, oh, wait.
I'll be pushing her off now. Like, yo, chill. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh. like a joke. Like, ladies, stop. That shit is torture.
Ladies, stop.
That shit is torture. I do not like that. Like, I just started getting, like, when I used to think, like, a girl swallowing was nasty. I used to think shit was nasty, bro.
He thought that shit was nasty probably about 3 years, 4 years ago.
No, I thought it was nasty like beginning of this. We started doing this podcast at the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, now you don't think it's nasty now?
No.
Why? What changed? Same shit going on. What changed? Oh, now it's not nasty. Oh, wow. Oh, got some hair. She swallowed.
It's not as
oh.
nasty. It's not
oh.
as nasty.
Oh, it's not nasty.
They
no
nasty.
Oh.
That's they, all I'm thinking. Oh. Dang. Y'all nasty as hell.
Hey, man.
But it is low-key nasty. Only because I told y'all.
What's the difference from if you giving head and she bust while you giving head?
What about it?
Is that nasty?
No.
Oh, that's not nasty.
No, because it's not as much as me. Like, this shit is really.
It can
like,
be.
No, bro, this shit.
It can be, because at the same time, while you down there, you already looking, it's already moist. So,
yeah.
So, when she do it, it just be more moist.
You ever make a girl squirt?
Yeah.
How old were you? First time I ever did.
I don't even know.
I was 14. And I thought she was peeing on me.
Might have been in high school. I can't remember what age.
I was 14.
But
I thought she was peeing on me.
Thought she was peeing on you?
Yeah.
I mean,
I was like, what the f*** is that? And I was
they
like,
say
oh,
that
shit.
Is pee.
I was like, oh, shit, that's
they,
crazy.
They said that's a little bit of urine. So, I don't know.
Maybe like when I think it's cool, though. I ain't gonna lie. I think it's cool.
Yeah, it's all right.
When
it was different.
When
it happened,
out,
I was like,
I
oh,
girl,
shit.
Like, hell yeah. I'll be like, oh, shit. Now, I'll be like, oh, shit. Word.
Let's go. Word. Word. Shit.
Word.
He's like, oh, shit. Oh, yeah.
You be like, what was I just doing? Like,
you hit the, what you going to hit your shit? You going to hit the joint that you hit on the TikTok joint? Your little twirl joint? And you do like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, you know. You try to remember what position you was in and all that, you know? You're like, damn, which one was I just in? Like, all right.
Yo, this boy is wild.
You know?
Yo, this boy is wild.
Bro, all right, man.
All right, hold on.
Yeah,
hold
you
on.
Got any topics for us? What you got for us?
Do you feel like, which I don't know. Let me ask. Do you feel like mental intimacy is better than physical?
Y'all screenshotted that, but I don't got my phone. But I screenshotted that because you put that up, right? And I was going to talk about that. Do you think it's better than actual sex?
Yeah.
Mental
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is?
Low-key, yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to see if you was going to say yeah. But yeah, I do too.
Like,
for like
that
shit
is
the
like
sex,
a sexual.
The sex is good.
Yeah, but it's like,
it's like
a turn on.
I feel like, all right, that's all we got. Like, you know, you can't like, if we can't learn from each other, we can't teach each other different things. If we not interested in each other, like mental-wise, like, once the sex is like to a point, like
sex
all
right, good. It
can
be the greatest sex.
It can
be
better, like
if y'all had
be,
that.
Yeah,
yeah,
if y'all got that mental chemistry.
Yeah.
No, that physical sex
that's
definitely
a whole
gonna
different
be like
game. Yeah. 10,
20 times way better. Like, make sure y'all like real shit. Make sure y'all just not out here just having sex with just random people. Make sure y'all have like a some type of connection. Like y'all like something. Y'all interest the same things. Like y'all have the same interest in something. Like. I mean, if y'all definitely out here having
sex. Like
if y'all having sex out here, if y'all out here having sex with random people, I mean, god damn.
They like having sex. That's what their interest is.
I mean, that's cool and all, but god, like, come on. Like, you know, we got to get to a certain age. Like, we
how,
just.
How can we say that when we used to do it?
We wasn't having sex with random people. Like, oh, I just meet you on the street. Let's go have sex. I'm talking about random like that. Like, you really don't know the person. Like,
oh.
Y'all probably just met today. Like,
yeah,
yo, let's.
One night stand.
But I knew the person. It was just a one night stand. Like, it wasn't like, all right, you talking about one night stand, like, y'all don't
just
know each other at all. Y'all just be
somebody.
All right, I'm going to take that back. I'm going to take that back. Okay. But anyway, this is new day and age. We're not talking about young bullshit. We're talking about grown ups here. It's grown ups to listen to this. We ain't talking about teenagers. I mean, if it is teenagers, listen to it. Y'all can get
what
some
if,
game.
What if they
y'all can get some knowledge.
What if they never had their phase?
What phase? Their whole phase?
And they want to test the waters.
Hey, it's a lot of shit out here. It's a lot of stuff out here, man, and I ain't talking about all good. I'm just saying, be mindful, be responsible, you know.
Yeah.
Have respect,
wrap
what they say,
up.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
What?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
What the hell?
Find out what it means to me.
All right, mental.
I'm just saying, you know.
You went mental intimacy.
Yeah, mental intimacy is better than the physical.
That sex can go a long way, boy.
I'm telling you. Y'all know. Just give me y'all a little something to think about.
When you find a partner and it's a sexual joint, bro, that joint is lit.
Man, when you find a partner where everything lit.
Yeah.
I'm not just talking about sex. If you could meet a person where everything else is cool, is good, but the sex might not be all that good, man, that shit can get there.
Yeah, like, I know, but when that sex is
but
there.
But when everything is there, I'm telling you, shit is marvelous. Right,
like, the sex is there.
Shit is incredible. I need that.
So what you got for us?
I need that in my life.
Or you tapped out on us.
I had another one. I'm trying to look for it. Somebody sent it to me.
I don't got my phone. My phone's over there, so.
Yeah.
I can't really get to the.
You know, he's always on some BS with the phone situation.
How? You ain't never.
What? I ain't never. Don't say I ain't never put, nothing. Don't do that. We not doing that now.
You lack.
We not even going to go there.
You lack.
We not going to go there. La la la. Come on, man. Cut it out. All
right.
What are you talking about here? What are you talking about here, people?
What you mean?
You know, Brother Lope always just, you know, go crazy. Brother's crazy.
Crazy? What? You lack in the help department. That's all I was going to say.
How do you feel like having kids has an effect on a relationship? Or do you feel like it has an effect at all?
Yeah. You'll stay longer for the kids. You may be fucking.
What?
What you mean? What?
Go ahead. Say it again.
You'll stay long. Yeah, I was saying, yeah, it has an effect because, like, you'll fuck around and stay longer in the relationship for the kids. Like, your kids is keeping you there. Like, you might be miserable. And you just kind of, like, it's the kids that's keeping you sane or some shit like that. Or the kids that's keeping you, like, in a position to just want to be there. Or you just be like, I don't want to leave the kids. So you kind of stay there in a relationship.
That's it? That's what you came up with?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, I accept it.
What?
Yeah, it definitely has a impact, like an effect. Like, it could be good or bad.
I feel like
it could take a strain on a relationship because, like, especially if it's, like, y'all first kid, it can be to the point where, like, y'all kind of lose focus on y'all being in a relationship and being a couple. Y'all kind of so focused on being mommy and daddy and worrying about the baby. Or the kids, or twins, or whatever, however many kids y'all might have, y'all might be just so focused on being dad, being mommy, taking care of the house, taking care of the bills, doing this and doing that, that y'all kind of, like, lose focus on, like, hold up, let me take a step back. Like, we are in a relationship. Like, we are a girlfriend, a boyfriend, or a husband and wife. Like, we got to start putting more focus on us, like, going out, enjoying dates, and just being us again. Like, I feel like definitely.
Can't that shit start from at the home, though? Start from inside, though?
Like, what you mean?
Just paying more attention to each other.
Nah, of course. I was just saying, like, going on dates just so y'all can have a long time. Like, normally, if y'all still in the crib and y'all got kids, the kids are still around. Like, I was saying go out so it can just be y'all, too. So it ain't no kids interrupting or nothing. Mom, dad, I need this, or you feel me? So, yeah, it could definitely start in the house. Y'all can do date nights in the house, but y'all would have to have, like, a babysitter. So it'll be no kids in the house. So y'all can just have y'all a long time and focus on each other. Like, but when you so focused on being mommy and dad, I definitely feel like you kind of lose focus of that. I mean, that happened to me. Like, I was just so focused on, even my son, mom, we both were just so focused on, like, being mom. I mean, being mom and dad. Like,
yeah, I feel like the attention goes to kids a lot.
So when we talked about it, it was like, oh, shit, like, hold on. We got to kind of get back to that.
So let me ask you this question, because I ain't got no more topics except for this one. I wanted to end it with this one. Have you heard the new Drake album?
Heard one song. I downloaded it. I only listened to one song.
What song did you hear?
The joint with him and Dirt.
In the Bible?
I guess that's the name. I don't know.
See, I only really like two songs. In the Bible and Pipe Down. Pipe Down hard, though, because he go off and Pipe Down. He say some bars on there that had me like, damn. Like, how you coming? I forget what he said. He said something like, damn, what did he say? All right, I don't remember the lyrics, bro, but I just played the song for you.
Yeah.
And that man got bars. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't really a fan of Drake. Like, I don't really listen to Drake like that. But those two songs, but Pipe Down, he was really spitting that shit, though. I ain't gonna lie. Talking about, you know, you show two face. I don't know which face. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You the reason why we go a certain way.
Talking that shit.
Talking that shit. I was like, oh, wait, hold up. Did I tell you this? You feel me? You ever hear some shit? You'd be like, damn, nigga, you write my life. Like,
word.
You feel me? Like, so nah, yeah, but Drake and Kanye, you heard Kanye's album?
No, I'm not a.
I'm not, really
I'm not a fan of Kanye.
Yeah,
for
I say.
I mean, he do what he do.
I tried to listen to it, but I couldn't really get into it.
I'm not even going to try because I'm
one song
just not a
to.
Kanye fan. So
yeah, it was not. But I listened. I tried to listen to Drake.
Old Kanye. Old Kanye, like when he was in high school, like Kanye back then, I can like, yeah, I can probably play a couple songs, but now I don't even try to listen to him.
It used to be hard, that's what I'm saying, but nah. I don't really listen to him. Drake, I don't really listen to him either, so I don't know when it comes to music. But yeah, man, if you ain't got much more, I ain't got much more. I just wanted to kind of give the people, you know, a 2-for-1. You know, we was a little late, so if we just decided to give the people something. And I hope we picked our energy up a little bit because, you know, last one it was a little down. I feel like this one we amped it up a little bit. So, you know, until then, guys, you know, I'm your boy Lope. Across from me, I got my brother from another.
Yes, sir. Back like I never left.
And,
SPTSD, man. Matter of fact, yo, can I ask y'all a question? See, me, I was talking to this guy over here and I wanted to ask him, like, y'all interested in some merch? Are y'all interested in merch?
Cause he over here. I gotta reach out to him or something. But yeah, until next time, guys.
We out. He just gonna put that out there. Ain't that some shit? Thought I wasn't gonna say nothing?
You thought I.